Next question is Debra, D-E-B-R-A, Bickum, B-I-C-C-U-M, 5859. Chief complaint, nausea. Next one is vomiting. Next one is headache. Next one is leg pain. Next one is arm pain. Next number is husband has COVID-19. Next number is history of sneezing. Next one is cough. Next one is dizziness. Next one is tachycardia and palpitation. A patient is a 63-year-old woman married to her husband for 32 years. They have it's a mixed family. They have one child together, period. The pericardial patient developed above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days. Her husband tested positive for COVID, but her test is still negative, period. Allergy to sulfacodine immunization, has had three jabs for COVID. Vaccination, medications, non-medical problem, negative surgical problem, hysterectomy, gallbladder surgery, foot surgery. Immunization, colonoscopy is up to date. Mammogram is up to date. This is maintenance exam. Under social pretend, does not smoke, does not drink. Family history, COPD, coronary artery disease. IBDF system as above. She weighs 170 pounds, no significant change in her weight, 97%, 99.2, 16, 72, 158 over 80. Heart positive, stone positive, two lungs, few ronca. Abdomen soft, TMs are red, posterior pelvis is red and inflamed. There's tenderness noted over the epigastric area. Skin shows the rash. Neurological non-focal. Assessment, number one, because of increased heart rate, palpitation, and assumed COVID-19, we did an echocardiogram, which was within normal limits. Furthermore, we looked at her arms and legs because of swelling. No DVT or PVD was noted. Next number, we looked at her carotid because of vertigo. There was no evidence of stenosis noted. Next was as far as COVID-19 is concerned, we treated her with Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospac, aspirin, vitamin D. Next one is she also received rosiglitazone and Decadron 10 milligram. Next one was neck swelling and lymphadenopathy related to COVID-19. Next one was no rash noted. Next one was patient to call if she develops any chest pain or shortness of breath. Next one, she knows to take aspirin and vitamin D as prescribed by this examiner and instructed to take. Next one, blood work will be done by her regular physician. Oh, medication, she does take estradiol per her OB-GYN. Next number, she's had discussion with estradiol per OB-GYN. Next number, she's had discussion with her OB-GYN regarding hormones versus regular hormones versus bioidentical hormones, and they have decided to continue with estradiol at low dose at this time. And OB-GYN is doing blood work and mammogram and pap smear and evaluation for ovarian cancer, since she had one ovary left behind on a regular basis. Thank you.